You just tell me. You just tell me when I have to start.
Should be. Looks okay from our end.
Talk again.
The webinar has already started.
Not good. Are we going to hear Eleanor now speak?
Yeah. Eleanor's not a problem.
Yeah, she was for me.
Hello, hello, hello.
Nothing.
Speak
bad again.
Echo.
What can I say?
Okay, let's fix that. That's real tech. Okay.
Yes.
Testing, testing. And I've been told
yes.
that the webinar
okay,
is already ma'am. Started. By Michael. And BL.
Yeah.
You're okay. It's more important.
Yeah, right.
You're okay.
Elena, you're okay, but we hear an echo of everybody else.
You're good.
Can I just say, you just listen to me what Elle said, that I am okay, but the rest, you have echo.
Now you have echo also, Elena.
And I have echo also now.
You don't have to talk so loud.
I am going to lower.
I want to tell you.
My speaker is 49.
Yeah, don't talk too loud, Elena. I do not hear echo for Elena. I hear her clearly. And anybody online should hear her clearly too, if I do.
Michael, you were not echoing. When Elena was speaking just a moment ago, she had an echo.
How is she now?
Testing, testing.
Excellent.
That's
can we start?
Only if you really want to.
Please just get it over, bitch.
All right.
Okay, you need to share your screen.
I am not sharing my screen.
No, no, no. So
no.
Elena, what do you want up on the screen?
Nothing.
Okay. Just one second. Sorry, we'll get all this together. Okay, I am the presenter, and Elena can speak. Now, hold on.
Elena,
you're ready to speak.
Thank you. Well, hello, everybody. We're going to discuss today the cycles of the new group of world service, plus, depending on the time, some other aspects. The rhythm set up by the new group of world service is a 3-year cycle based on the WESAC in order to make the service work more effective. Because if this cyclic measure is kept in mind, no serious mistakes will be made. This cyclic rhythm will release strain and yet enable the workers in the group to feel that there is no failure. Because it is impossible to do good work where a sense of failure or lack of attainment is found. Now, this 3-year cycle started in 1924. Prior to the 1924 Vesak, on May 18, there was a solar eclipse in Taurus. On 3rd May 1924, with the IC or anchoring point in Aries. The solar eclipse on New Moon and Aries indicating the initiating or commencing process of this 3-year cycle. Now, the keynote of the first year's work is consolidation with the emphasis laid upon the activity of the manifesting principle and is conditioned by the third ray. It represents the cycle of crises, and crises usually indicated are by Saturn, which is the condition by third ray, planet Saturn. The keynote of the second year is expansion, which is indicated by Jupiter, where the clarity and activity of the note to be sounded by the manifested form appear and must be heard. It represents the cycle of tension and is conditioned by the second ray. Now, the keynote of the third year is impact, where the livingness and the work of the indwelling life emerge for all to see, with a definite impact upon the public consciousness. It represents the cycle of emergence and is conditioned by the first ray. Now, this information about the 3-year cycle was given one of the disciples, JWKP, in Master DK's group. And you can find it in the Dyna One, page 163. And I would suggest you study it in more details, because we will get the most understanding about it if we study the disciple. It means to study all his instructions given in Dyna 1 and Dyna 2, because DK didn't select him just for fun. He selected him because this topic he was ready to utilize, and he had the capacity to do so in relation to the divine plan particularly. And we, each of us, should conform ourselves to this 3-year cycle, because every Vesak provides for us the spiritual opportunity indicated by Saturn for us to sound the call to renewed spiritual effort and rededication of ourselves to the task of service. Now, obviously, to do so, we need to have these dates in mind when these 3 cycles are indicated, in order to lay our plans for the future and working with the law and along the lines of resistance. Now, the last 3-year cycle started with WESAC 2017 and will reach its peak or culmination in the WESAC 2020. And it is these culminating WESACs which are of great importance. Where they end the three-year cycle, but a new one is initiated. So we always count from WESAC to WESAC. Now, the keynote of this 2020 culminating WESAC is impact, where the livingness and the work of the indwelling life emerge all to see. I'm repeating something which I already said, but just to know that what kind of WESAC 2020 we are heading for, with definite impact upon public consciousness by sounding and emphasizing of one clear note. So it represents the cycle of emergence and is conditioned by the first ray. Now the chart itself for May 2020, the full moon will occur on the 7th May 2020 at 10:45:40 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time in 17 degree Taurus 20, with the Leo ascendant in 15 degree. I am not going to emphasize the minutes and seconds and so on, and the midheaven or the Dharma in 29 Aries. What we would expect to find, obviously, in this chart is strong first ray. And it happened to be so, because in this chart, we have a first ray triangle emphasized Aries, Leo, Capricorn. Through this, this is the triangle which transmit first ray and reflects this culminating WESAC third year of impact and emergence, which is conditioned by the first ray. Now, I'm not going to go into details astrologically of this chart, just mentioning the esoteric rule of the Aries Leo, Mercury Sun, making conjunction in Taurus, which is the sign of new group of world service, in the 10th house of Capricorn house, right? Now, I have also calculated the chart for Phoenix, WESAC, because we will happen to be there during the conference. And this one has Aries ascendant, because, you know, we are dealing with the time in Phoenix. Capricorn midheaven and Sun, ruler of Leo, conjunct Mercury, ruler of Aries, ascendant, in Taurus, in the second house of illumination, which is the Taurus house. Now, the Vulcan and Pluto, the rulers of the first ray, are placed in Taurus and Capricorn respectively. And there is a Jupiter conjunction in Capricorn in the 10th house, emphasizing the energies of the stellium in Capricorn during the week of the new group of world service in 2019. Which we are going exactly here also in Finland through this week of new group of world service. Okay. Now, new group of world service also work with 7 year cycle. And one of these started in 2012, and it makes its climax exactly in this week, 2019. And any climaxing cycle carries with it very important energies. And those of you who are following these webinars will know that there was a presentation on the stadium in Capricorn during the week of New Group of World Service, which is going, we are still going through it actually, okay? So we have already discussed these climaxing energies with the presence of many planets in Capricorn, including the solar eclipse in Capricorn. So this 7-year cycle was initiated in 1935. In 1935, the full moon in May occurred in Capricorn decanate of Taurus. On 18th of May, Uranus was in Taurus, and both the full moon and Uranus were in the 10th house, the Capricorn house, in aspect to the Aries midheaven. You see how these energies are emphasized even from 1935, which we just discussed, in relation to the Vesak. In aspect to the Aries midheaven, bringing into focus the first ray of will and power, the light of Taurus, and the initiating energy of Aries, initiating the 7-year cycle. Now in December 1935, as we have been told, the energies of Capricorn were augmented by the pouring of forces from a still greater constellation. And this augmentation was repeated 7 years later in 1942. And it was by this augmentation which the groups can profit by the tide of Capricornian influences, which can be registered every 7 years. Now, Capricorn energy is one of the energies embodied by the law of group progress. And at Vesak 1936 swept into fuller activity. And since then, the growth of group idea emerged. At the time of the Vesak 1936, you see, sometimes these two cycles are working together. There was an open the door to extraplanetary being and the forces of light invoked by the hierarchy to offer their help with this process of augmentation of the group idea that we need to work with in a group process where the group idea, you know, is getting stronger and stronger every time through these cycles being present in their power. Now in 1942, the year of the second augmentation of the Capricorn energies, Master Decay took advantage of these energies and gave 18 disciples from the new seed group, where were 24 disciples, 6 individual statements as seed thoughts intended to aid in the direction of their life. What is interesting about his selection is that He selected the month of August for all of them, where to give him them these six individual statements, where I was looking through the August and I said there must have been something important why he selected this month, but there had to be a powerful focal point there. So on the 12th of August 1942, there was a solar eclipse in Leo with five planets in Leo, where the sun is the ruler on all the three conditions of Leo: exoteric, esoteric, and hierarchical. And thus apply to all his disciples, which he has selected for this, at the relevant levels of consciousness and initiatory process. Now, new group of world service demands a definite measure of decentralization. So he's telling us that those who are engrossed entirely in business, politics, or family cannot form new group world service. When the new group of world service is organized and recognized as a living organism, not organization, it will definitely receive energy from Shambhala in a direct reception via the hierarchy. Now here we have a triangle or reflection of the head center, Shambhala, Ajna, the new group of world service, and the heart, hierarchy. The new group of world service represents also the heart and Ajna centers in the etheric body of humanity. Through the heart center, spiritual life can begin to flow in and vitalize all the centers. And through Ajna, the vision can be seen and inner subjective worlds can be sensed and the work of the hierarchy and of the new group of world service is primarily associated with ideas, which we have today, by the way, discussed already, which we find in the cosmic ethos. And it said that the Ajna Center is controlled by four cosmic. And obviously, we are not going into the details why and so on, because we have no time for this. But it is interesting to know, and we need to study this in the greater details. Okay? Because what we already talked about, the ideas that, you know, another thing is somebody has to bring these ideas down from the cosmic ethos. And telling us that it would have to be third degree initiate who would have the ability, or higher initiate, of course, to bring these ideas, presenting them as ideals for humanity. The lowest level would be the idol. So we have an idea, ideals, idols. Okay? That is the process. We are told that new group of world service is the Ajna center of Sanat Kumara, the king of Shambhala. And Shambhala is also related to the cosmic, but also to physical ethers, We have already discussed during this week about this Ajna Center of Sanat Kumara. I am just maybe repeating it and bringing some kind of further information, because Sanat Kumara works on the vital etheric levels and dwells in etheric body in Shambhala, where he dwells in Shambhala. We are told Shambhala exists in the matter of the higher physical ethers. So we have here analogy or a relationship between the cosmic and the physical ethers and their utilization. I would imagine that when we acquire etheric vision, we will be able to see Shambhala, because Shambhala does not exist, you know, in a physical matter. But physical ethers, this is coming from the cosmic fire, okay, information. So the energy, again, reference in the basin initiation, we are told that the energy emanating from Shambhala has been divided into two direct and distinctive streams. One embodying the dynamic of purpose is now pouring into hierarchy and into its seven major ashrams. The other stream, embodying the dynamic of determination or of enlightened, enthusiastic will, is reaching humanity direct via the new group of world service. He's also telling us in 1949 that the Ajna Center of the Lord of the World is just beginning to express itself through new group of world service. Also, that the Ajna Center of the West beginning to react to the fourth ray, which would start to gain the power as we approach 2025, where we probably start to sense its energy and work with it. As the intermediate group between the hierarchy and humanity, new group of world service, is the carrier of energy which makes the plan of which the hierarchy is the custodian possible. Now this plan implements the purpose, and later, when the new group of world service is organized and recognized as a living organism, it will definitely receive energy from Shambhala in a direct reception via the hierarchy. As the members of this group meditate and serve, they will gradually become aware of the ashram of the master on whose ray the individual server is to be found. And this ray determines the quality and the nature of the service to be rendered. So there will be all the seven rays represented, you know, by the members. Each of them would be utilized in service, and the Ajna Center could be ruled by any of the seven rays. Okay, that's another thing. Now, the members of the new group world service must be reflective thinkers, must have creative objectives, and must be truly intelligent with an added expanding love. Now I will share one Vesak here. In May 1941, where things happen of importance. Starting in January 1946, a letter Master D.K. is telling us that one of the things occupying the attention of the master at that time, 1946, very important year for many other things, was the externalization of the ashrams upon the physical plane. But if this can be done, then other development may be possible. But it required an extension of an ashram, of the ashram. It was with this view that DK inaugurated a new activity in May 1941, the full moon, Vesak, and shows so many of his disciples resident in New York area to extend his own ashram, as was desired, because it was necessary in order to externalize the ashrams, that they had been occupied, you know, by all the necessary disciples needed for that. DK also began to give out the teaching on the six stages of discipleship, which we find in Dina 1, 673. I am sure all of us, or some of us, have studied these six stages. And he suggested that the group members meet together, which he selected, okay, at that time, for one full afternoon around the time of the full moon each month, and that they spent the entire afternoon in conference, mutual understanding, discussion of group problems, as these affect group service, and above all, to make an attempt through deep united meditation to approach closer to the hierarchy. He asked them also to study the relation which exists between a master and his disciples. He is giving us here a formula how we should utilize this in a process in forming a group. The year 1946 marks also the beginning of a cycle in which humanity is more closely involved in the Vesak festival, May, Taurus energy of Buddha, and the Goodwill Festival of the Christ, June, Gemini. So these two meditations are becoming of vital importance, where we should apply ourselves to be part of them, especially the one, you know, of the Goodwill. It's a festival of the Christ, and we are preparing for his reappearance. So to prepare the way, that there are right energies present. Now, the other thing which we have already discussed are the ashrams. Now, new group of world service and ashrams, maybe already said, but I will just go through it, you know, maybe there are some other things which we did not include. So, according to the need, I am really sort of following Master DK's advices here, or information. when he says that according to the need upon the physical planet and upon the acceptance of certain designs, will an ashram be either prominently active or relatively inactive? It is important to understand the process also into the entry of a disciple towards the center of the ashram. The will of the disciple is developed only within his ray ashram, and the reservoir of will energy is found at the heart of each of the seven major ashrams. And the 42 subsidiary ashrams are energized by this will energy. And again, he selected one disciple upon which he described entry into the center of the ashram through the entering the corridor of the 12 pillars. And we are not going into that because that, you know, we need at least 3 hours to look at it. So, and just something, you know, which we have to look at because it is related, everything is linked together. New group of world service, the ashrams, our own processes are part of this, okay? And initiation and all other things, the seven rays. Now, after the third initiation, the dynamic energy from the atmic plane, which is the highest aspect of the spiritual triad, pours into the mind and begins slowly to reveal the will to good, which is essentially the will of God. And you know the importance of the will to good in relation to Shambhala, linking, you know, through its energy, the new group of world service. Again, everywhere we touch these energies, there is a relationship. Obviously, will to good and goodwill are part of this. Now, in 1949, a letter, DK is telling us that the science of applied purification was engrossing the attention of all the ashrams and disciples in the first, second, and seven race ashrams, peculiarly active along these lines. Okay, because destruction of evil is the work of the first ray, and in destroying its effect, there is achievement of purity. That was number one sort of reason behind this. And in 1949, you know, we just came out of the war, so there was a lot of destruction in the, you know, reconstruction had to happen, and purification is also one aspect of Shambhala. The fostering of good then becomes possible, and that is the work of the second ray of the builders. So we are. This is all related to the science of the purification. Okay, that the first, second ray, destruction of evil, first ray, a building process, you know, that is the second ray builders. Then comes the bringing of spiritual energy into contact with substance, and consequently with matter, in the unique work of the seventh ray, because it is now in manifestation. So its power is very great for utilization particularly. He's also telling us something interesting, that one of the factors behind the energy of the future, energy of the future or atomic energy, which was directed or impelled by those higher forces who were seeking the higher spiritual values and the spiritual good of mankind, was concerted effort by a number of disciples who were working in the fifth and seventh ray ashrams. And this enabled them to impress lesser disciples in the scientific field and help them to surmount the almost insuperable difficulties existed at that time. Okay? Now, new group of world service could be seen as the Antakarana, which connects humanity with hierarchy and provides a channel of contact also with the ashrams. Now, the members of this group, new group of world service, have a dual relationship to the rest of humanity whom they seek to serve, and also to the hierarchy via some ashram, which is a source of their inspiration and of their creative efforts to think and work. New group of voices is invocative to the hierarchy for purposes of impression and can be impressed by any ashram through its disciples in that group. Now, goodwill is a qualifying the life in all ashrams of the masters of wisdom, and it is concerns the plan primarily. Masters of wisdom ashrams goodwill plan. The major ashrams concerns is the will activity, where the will to good is developed and they deal with purpose. So major ashrams purpose will to good. Now goodwill is an attribute or expression of the second ray and is therefore aspect of all the ashrams on the second ray, on the great second ray ashram, which is the hierarchy, and which is working through the new group of world service. Will to good is the expression or aspect of the first ray, and it is the first ray which adjust and align the seven major ashrams. Will to good is the quality which grows out of the recognition of the universality of life, conditioned by the spiritual triad, and is responsive to the monadic inflow. Once the latent, unexpressed will to good is dynamically awakened, it will flower forth as goodwill. So the function of the new group of world service is dynamically to force the energy of the will to good into the world. I have already spoken I'm not going to repeat of certain things which I already said something about. So yes, even this, I am going to say something about the founding of the new global service. Again, we have already discussed this topic, but maybe I just add a few thoughts here. The first movement towards the anchoring of the new group of world service upon the physical plane started in 1925. which was actually the year of the conclave of hierarchy, and climaxed in 1934. An instruction upon the new group of world service sent out in a wide distribution of the pamphlet, as we already talked about it, entitled The Next 3 Years. And this was sent out in October 1934, where the sun was in Libra, signaling the anchoring of new group of world service upon the physical plane. Significantly, Uranus, the esoteric ruler of Libra, was in Taurus, the sign ruling the new group of world service. And the ingress of Uranus into Taurus occurred in June 1934 with the ascendant in Libra. Again, Uranus Libra. On 8 October 1934, there was a solar eclipse or new moon in Libra, actually in Aquarian decanate of Libra, with Aquarian ascendant. There were 4 planets in Libra, and Uranus, ruler of Libra and Aquarius, and dispositor of all the planets in Libra, was still in Taurus, obviously, going transiting there, and was at that time in opposition to Venus in Libra. And Venus is ruler of Taurus and Libra. Now you see how this Libra emphasis is, was interesting for me when I discovered this, because here, you know, we have a powerful emphasis on this side. In his letter, Master D.K. letter in October 10, 1934, again, Libra Sun, Master D.K. utilized the energies of the solar eclipse in the appeal to his disciples for cooperation and help to intensify their effort for the distribution of that pamphlet to educate the public opinion within the next 2 years, from 1934 to 1936, because after that things changed. 15 of October 1936, there was a solar eclipse in Libra, again Libra. Okay, why this strong emphasis of Libra? There is a focus on balance and decision, obviously, which had to be made, very difficult decision during those years. Because a new group of world service to produce the balancing of forces present in the world of that time, which responsible for the chaos. So that it will be possible for the humanity to swing back to a point of equilibrium, implicating that the ray 4, which is also the balancing energy with the Libra, in relation to the Taurus, which is, you know, coming under that energy too, confirming the relation of the Libra and the fourth ray, not only to Taurus, but also to Libra as a conditioning energy through this process. Now, new group of world service being the middle point, again, intermediate group between hierarchy and humanity, also indicates Libra and a fourth ray. And is a carrier of energy which make the plan of which the hierarchy is the custodian possible. I'm here repeating something which I already said. Under the influence of the seventh ray and energy transmitted through Uranus as the esoteric ruler of Libra, the balance can be brought about and preserved so that the middle way of right action and of right human relations can be safely trodden. Now, we already discussed certain, already mentioned many requirements for the membership in the new group of world service. And maybe some of them again, I repeat in here, but repetition sometimes help, right? Now, certain developments, we are told, must have taken place in the individual before he can become consciously functioning member of New Group of World Service. He must have the heart center awakened, that its active energy is able to quickly link up with the heart centers of at least 8 other people. Here we see the reason why DK's group have 9 members in his groups. Groups of 9 awakened aspirants can then be accurately absorbed in the heart center of the planetary logos, so that his life can flow and the group members can contribute their energy to the life influence circulating through the planetary logos body. So we see now deeper into why he had 9 members in his own groups. Now, head center must also be in process of awakening. The ability to hold the mind steady in the light must be to some degree developed. I'm still following, you know, what are the requirements for the members of the New Group World Service. Also, some form of creative activity must be found, and the server must be active along some artistic, literary, humanitarian, scientific lines. Then the forces of creative life circulate through the head, heart, and throat triangle of fiery light. In the future, the group will depend upon 2 requirements. The first requirement, and this is applying even now, you know, where we are looking at the future, is the necessity of all the isolated disciples working in every country in the world to become aware of each other and then enter into telepathic rapport as an inevitable effect of the growing sensitivity of all the working disciples. So telepathy. You know, the term working disciple is a technical term for the second degree initiate. And this is, you know, a hint that, you know, to be a true member of New Group of World Service, we need to be second degree. This can only be possible if the soul, mind, brain alignment is to some degree functioning in the individual. And when each aspect of this alignment can be simultaneously in touch with members of the group. And the second requirement is the capacity to preserve a constant and sequential recollection of both the inner and outer life, called the continuity of consciousness, or the power to be fully aware of all happenings in all spheres of man's being during the entire 24 hours of the day. We can say only wow with that. Now, what I sort of discovered in relation to this, that on the fourth physical ether, which is very important from number of different aspects of it, we begin to coordinate our astral body and to escape at ever more frequent intervals into that body. Continuity of consciousness as one of the requirements for acceptance is achieved, we are told, when we have mastered the four physical ethers. Now, this is another topic which is of great need of looking deeper into it, because we will learn so much, not only about this continuity of consciousness, but many other things. And we already discovered that even Shambhala is related to the higher physical ethers. Now, I wouldn't want to go to this further point, and that is the Holy Spirit, which is part of all these energies, because we need to still maybe talk about it, but, you know, we're dealing the activity of God, the Holy Spirit, we are told astrologically is implicit in a mutable cross from one perspective looking at it, and is closely allied to the previous solar system through the third aspect related to Brahma. there is so much symbology related to Holy Spirit, because, you know, Holy Spirit is also the one who overshadows and who implants the germ of life in the waiting virgin matter or mother, you know, causing her to awaken and commence a great work of producing divine incarnation. And from the standpoint of our second solar system, it is a primary factor. You know, there is Virgo involved, Mercury, and all other things here. So I will leave this out because it will lead to another long discussion about that. We need to still, I think, look deeper into it before we share it with other groups. DK also speak of new groups which are emerging, new groups generally, and these groups come into all under functioning activity under the law of group progress, which embodies a type of energy producing the coherence of members in a group, resulting in group affinity, group objective, and group goal. He says these new groups are based on a group idealism. You see, we have a difference here between the ideal, and now we're coming to the idealism, which can only be registered when the members of the group are beginning to function upon the mental plane and register in the brain that what the soul imparted to the mind. So you see this alignment, soul, mind, and brain indication here. It has to be in process, in particularly between the soul and mind. So this would need to practice meditation where this alignment, you know, has to be developed, and necessary achievement of soul contact. And that this functioning entirely through subjective relation, which produces also subjective integration and activity. So nothing ever appear on a physical plane which does not exist already in a subjective levels.
Helena.
And with this, I come. Yes.
We're going to have to stop very soon.
I just finished.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
So that people can ask questions.
Okay.
And make statements.
Thank you.
You finish. No. You finish a little bit. Then that's what we're going to.
Okay.
So. You finish.
I already said I finished.
Okay. But I know you have maybe one sentence more to say.
No.
No, apparently she says finished.
She confirms that there is nothing here.
As a secret treasure chest of things to say.
Okay.
Okay, but I will certainly want to let you do that. Excuse me, I'm muted. And
if I try not to be, I'm not sure what happens. Okay, now look, Elena has given us a lot of information and is very solid and very coherent. And I realize this is why I'm inadequately taking notes that you can see. Because if you tried to get it through your ear, you would have, well, we couldn't. And I can't even. But maybe along the way, some things that are really important structure. So Elena, the first thing I want to ask is, out of all that you said, what would you say are the three most important things you said?
Oh, never thought of that. Well, generally, that we should more and more apply ourselves to a conscious meditative process, particularly along the lines of the Vesaks and Christ festival of the June meditations, because we need to strengthen the energy of the energy of the Christ. As you have seen, there is a relationship between all what I said. And even Master DK have utilized those important energies and asked his own disciples to work with these energies. So a group work in the future is becoming more and more important as we enter in the Aquarius with its universal aspect of consciousness. This, with such a powerful emphasis on Capricorn and the solar eclipse during this week, we need to develop discipline, commitment, endurance, never to stop and continue consciously and with great responsibility. Because we are going through very difficult but very exciting times. Being on the way of the for Anna, we need to apply more than any other time ourselves to prepare the way for the externalization of the assurance of the hierarchy. And after some data that happened for the reappearance of the Christ. So this would make the process a little bit speeded up because when all the disciples start to really work, then you know, I see we can do things which are under normal circumstances would not be possible, because that's why the whole planet and all the humanity is on a burning ground. We're going through a crisis. And this is not happening by accident. We need to go and utilize energy under the most difficult circumstances. I think this is in a nutshell what I would say.
Thank you. I think you combined everything in one. Yeah, I'm sorry for my typing. Let's take a look at some of what you wrote here. Response here, Bill, Itty. Yeah, sorry, you know, my typing is could be better.
No, it's good.
Okay. Because Elena has given us important matters. I'm wondering if I'm okay. That was very high, very high volume. I'm only on 20, and I'm hearing myself like this. Yeah. So look, the thing is, of course, I value what has been presented. I also found that I need visuals sometimes. I know me now, because I know this was popped on me, so you didn't know.
Yes, I had some chats, but you know, it was already enough what I was presenting, and that would have extended it.
I know. But in order to fit your coherent presentation, some charts will be needed to guide the people who study it. Otherwise, we're faced with great information and not able to take it in.
I keep it in mind for the next time.
Michael and Elena, can you hear me?
Yes, BL.
Elena, if you send me the charts, I can create PDFs of them and I can attach them to your, they're on Makara, unless they require more explanation than you've already provided.
Oh, they certainly would.
But on the other hand, you can always give an indication, because the idea is, you know, I get it, it's just like you do all the time. I know a lot of details, and I know this isn't even for you detailed, but I want to see what people can take in.
Could they, at the moment, if they want to ask any questions, you know.
Okay, that would be a start. So what I'll do here is say questions or comments for Elena. Okay. Now, is there anybody?
Michael?
Yes.
I also want to remind you that there is another webinar that's scheduled right now to begin.
It's going to be a brief one. Okay. Now, let's go ahead a little bit. Is there anything anybody here in this room wants to ask Elena or state? Is there anybody here that wants to ask Elena anything or make any statement? You're busy. The motor is grinding, and you are chopping up all the nuggets. Okay.
I can't hear because I have.
You can't hear. I can hear, but I can't hear. In this year. Okay, so Elena has talked about the future. But she's also talked about this very moment of the festival. So Elena, if in a short sentence, you were to describe the most important points to take into consideration, what would you say?
In relation to what?
Now.
You see, at the end, you know, we start with each individual, you know, we are somewhere else. We look, we perceive things differently, but eventually, you know, we need to work in a group. So the individual had to work together with the rest of the group without any criticism or personal involvement. And this, I feel, could be one of the major blocking energy. Once the person, because personality has no place in a group of any kind, and particularly not in a new service.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Eliminate personality reaction. Well, you know, look, in Ray that initiation, he says, eliminate all liking and disliking.
Yeah.
Eliminate all attachment of a personal kind to anyone in the group. Learn how to observe or consult silence and work without jealousy from all the rest, like a miniature hierarchy.
Yes. We should work on the image of the hierarchical structure and relationship in a hierarchical process.
Okay, I'm sure we all need to think about this because now is now. And we're 5 months ahead of these very interesting climaxes that Elena has been talking about. Now, Louise Mike-Dorgier is one of the people who really thought you had a very good presentation. But you know what she's going to say. I'd like to have a written form of it so that I may ponder it. And this was, as she says that, four times.
Well, to this I have only one comment. I never share my notes. This I found the line of resistance of people who ask me for that. We need to develop our own process, because when we start to sort of look at each of us, we develop our own energy into the energies.
Okay. Louise, that's the standard response. And to it, I have only one thing to say. I always share my notes, as bad as they are. And you have loads and loads of my notes through every book I've done.
Yes.
As bad as they are. So we each have different ways of operating.
Yes. Look.
I'm not going to fight with you on this. This is your policy. That's okay. Okay. Now,
because you know why I am saying that there are no charts described in the details and understanding. So there is a lack of unfinished things there. And what would happen that the person start to come back and ask, what is this? What can you supply this and all that?
It would take a long time.
Yes, and that is okay.
Listen, everybody to his own. You can read my commentaries on esoteric astrology book. It's like a stuffed mushroom. It has decay and too much of it. But I just want to elaborate. That's my way. You have your way. We all have our ways. Okay? But we're grateful for your knowledge and the sharing of it. Now, is there anybody else of the attendees who would like to say anything or ask anything? Then we'll take a little break and come back for shortened webinar. Is there anybody? BL, maybe you can help me find if somebody is there.
Michael, I do not see any questions for you at this time or any hands.
Wise people. Okay.
And there's a lot to ponder on, and we have another webinar coming right up.
Yeah, we do. Okay, friends.
Which one?
You've gotten a whole curriculum and many indications of the direction of how you can study if you are strongly astrologically inclined. It requires real astrological and rheological study. So it's not a simple matter, but it's very solid and very good. Okay, now we're going to take here, what would you recommend? 10 minutes? Okay, we're going to take 15 minutes, and I will go on to the other. I will go on to the other.
Okay.
I can hear you, so you have to be, turn yourself down.
I can't see.
Okay. We'll be back in 15 minutes on another link. Meanwhile, drink coffee.
I can.
You scroll through it like that. That's it.
Ah, okay.
So I was trying to get you before you click on questions or chats.
Just a moment. I don't know. I know just.